We're back, and I'm ready to shower with your dad. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. I want to tell you a story. It's a simple story, a commoner story. I want to tell you a story about once upon a time, a long, long 10 episodes ago. A simple boy had a simple dream to make a podcast out of calling his friends and asking them under what circumstance they'd fuck their parents or siblings or various animals. And while this boy's dream hasn't been fully realized yet, as he is yet to sell his podcast to the Oprah Winfrey Network, he's sure as hell on his way. This is the episode 10 spectacular. I'm Mike Sitting Down. Episode 10, 10 episodes into the podcast. Roughly 2.5 months of straight incest jokes and poop jokes and what have yous. And I think we're going strong, guys. Sorry about not having one last week. Oh, Mike, come on, man. I know, that was pretty fucking whack. I was out of the office, out of the Sitting Down studios, in a location just outside of San Francisco, also known the Outer City, at my roommate's house, and I could not make, their roommates were asking about me all the time, and it was tough, but I'm back, and I'm leaving again next week, but we've got a two-part episode 10 spectacular for you. Stop, please. I'm just one man. As always, with me is Ignacio Juan Carlos, who we've unlocked for the occasion. Say something, Ignacio. Ayuda, por favor. Ayuda. El hombre. Okay, Ignacio, thank you. See, this is why we don't have him on the show very often. He just talks. He says, ayuda. Whatever the. God, it's like he only knows one word or something. It's kind of fucked up. Of course, with me as always, and I'm not even happy, sad to see her today, not especially happy to see her because she's fucking a bore, but here is Taylor, the transsexual lesbian lamb of color. That's enough, Taylor. Okay, should we just hop right into it? Okay, so yeah, we've been gone for a couple weeks, a week, so we've got a shit ton of ads to get through. I'll try to do it quick. I know ads are boring, but you got to pay the bills. You know, it's not like I live in a house where everything's provided for me for free. And I live with two people who are married who provide food and shelter and car insurance and cell phone bills and internet and water, utilities, whatever. You know, that doesn't exist. I have to support myself. I'm out here grinding and I need to read these advertisements to pay the bills. The podcast is brought to you by hype men at EDM shows, because how would we know to get fucking hyped for the next drop if Pitbull's second cousin didn't tell us to? Hands up, jump. Hey, Mr. Bull's cousin, I already went to aerobics this morning. Now I just kind of want to listen to music. Thanks, though. We're also brought to you by official Mike Sitting Down podcast t-shirts. Now available in the Sitting Down eStore. The shirts are made of organic infant bunny skin. Order fast because there are only two available. I mean, it takes like 50 infant bunnies to make one shirt. Sorry, guys. So it's kind of a cutthroat thing here. So hurry up, I guess. But also, if you can hold tight, our next trash bag full of dead infant bunnies comes next week. So Ignacio will be skinning them and knitting them together into shirts. It should be a couple weeks, but so turnaround time, probably a month. But if you order them now, we will fulfill your order, of course. The shirts come only in one color, splattered blood white, and they're $189 each, plus tax and applicable shipping charges. So yeah, get them while they last. We are also brought to you by rubbing your boner against girls at concerts. Because if she didn't want you to simulate sex against her back, why would she be at a concert? We are also brought to you by VIP areas at clubs. VIP areas, separating Guido assholes from the general population since the invention of hair gel. Nothing helps the ratio on the dance floor like putting 10 guys in a roped-off timeout area. Thanks, VIP. We're also brought to you by Road Trips. Next time you complain about how hard it is to push on a pedal in an air-conditioned spaceship surrounded by your friends and awesome music, tell it to the Hispanic dude picking grapes you're zooming past at 70 miles an hour. We're also brought to you by America. Because only in America do we punish racist assholes by forcing them to accept $2 billion for their indentured servants and wooden basketball court they don't even own. Okay, we got like four more guys. We're brought to you by putting a harness on your child in crowded areas. God forbid they run off and get some self-esteem. We're brought to you by Locker Rooms, reminding you to develop a personality, because soon you're going to look like this, and your dick, well, it's going to look like that. We're also brought to you by dudes with lifted trucks that have massive chrome rims on them. Those dudes must have massive penises to be comfortable with people assuming they have such tiny penises. Lastly, the podcast is brought to you by traveling. Spending a bunch of money to stand in front of interesting buildings or walk around a city you've always seen photos of doesn't make you an interesting person. And doesn't mean you're getting out there and just kind of living life, you know? It's definitely like a nice anecdote in a conversation. Yeah, I've been there before. It's great. But even in that conversation and in life, no one gives a shit if you've been somewhere before. I mean, there's benefit of traveling, of course. I mean, leaving your comfort zone is just good practice. But you don't really need to spend thousands of dollars on hotel rooms and meals and flights and whatever, souvenirs, to leave your comfort zone. You can travel in your own city, take a trip in your own psyche, travel to the office and put in extra hours for that promotion you've been working hard for. Travel to the girl's house you've been hooking up with and tell her how much you like her instead of just beyond jackhammering her at 4 a.m. after 9 hours of binge drinking with your friends. Or travel to the same girl's house and tell her you guys should stop wasting each other's time. Travel to the market with your parents who aren't going to be around forever. You should definitely travel to different places if you can, but because it's harder to do when you're older and mostly because it's really, really, really fucking fun. But realize it doesn't necessarily make you an awesome person or an interesting person or a thoughtful person or a cool person. Not saying it can't, it totally can. Like everything in life, traveling is what you make of it. But please, please, like your cock, don't shove it down people's throats. Instead, gracefully place it in people's mouths who want it there. But do it by being a more well-rounded person. That's how you show off your traveling and your understanding of the world, by being more well-rounded, understanding, kind, and traveling can make you those, give you those traits if you know how to do it right. And with that, the end of the advertisements, and with that, I'm going to transition to a slideshow of the most recent trip I took at Pacific Northwest, or the PNW, as I've now I call it, because after you kind of go there, you kind of just start calling the PNW. These people up there call it the PNW. Okay, first photo. Okay, oh, God. I mean, there are hikes, and then there are hikes, if you know what I mean. This was a hike. We traversed this great, great mountain. I don't want to call it a mountain, but maybe it was just like a nice, real big hill, and it was kind of rocky, and at first I was like, no, I want to go back. And then, of course, when we got to the top, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so glad we didn't go back. You know, one of those times, it's just like, oh, God, so worth it. Wow, what an amazing afternoon. Okay, next photo. Okay, so this is the gorge. This is where the concert I went to, music festival, took place. And God, you see photos. I mean, and just the photo I'm showing you right now. Wow, you see it, but then you see it in person, and it's one of those things you have to see in person. Not unlike the Mona Lisa, which I've also seen, the Colosseum, which I've also seen. The beaches of Mexico, the Eiffel Tower, I've seen all these things, but honestly, I think the gorge might be the most, just has this kind of effect on your body, this whole body sensation of just really being out there and just being a part of nature. And there's this big gully and this nice river running through. It's like a miniature Grand Canyon. Wow, what an amazing experience. Oh, okay, so here's a picture of these two guys that my friend Dylan and I camped next to. Coolest people in the world, honestly, most hospitable. The Canadians have a reputation for being really nice and friendly, and these guys far exceeded it. You know what I mean? Far exceeded it. They were just everything you'd hope for a neighbor to be, and honestly, I think they're gonna be our friends for life. You go and you expect to listen to music, and you end up with lifelong friends, and that's the beauty of music festivals. Music festivals. That's what it's all about, you know. God, what an amazing weekend. Oh, here's my here's the Jeep we drove up there. As you can see, it's so dirty. Oh God. I think if you come back with a clean car, I think that means you didn't have fun. So I wasn't even pissed when we had a dirty Jeep. I was like, no, look, I mean, clearly we had a crazy time. You can see it's just covered in dust. And if it was clean, it'd almost be like, oh God, how, you know, like, no, like, wish it was dirtier. Oh, here's my fan shot video of Chance the Rapper. I love Chance the Rapper. He's one of the reasons I went to the festival. He's just this great rapper. He's so accessible, and he just has such awesome flow. And I know rap music pretty well. And here, we can watch the video real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, yeah, okay, watch, the crowd goes crazy in like 3 seconds. Shit, that shit never gets old, never gets old. Fuck yeah. Yeah, you can kind of see my arm in like 2 seconds. Wait for it. Yeah, that's my hand. Dylan's kind of in it. Oh, and that's Canadian friend I was just talking about over on the left there. No, yeah, like in front. Yeah, there, oh, he's gone. All right, I think there's like another minute left of this video. Yeah, it gets a little shaky there at the end, but awesome video, clearly. And it's just like such a cool moment. It's like a little souvenir I have for the entire festival. And up, last photo, here's a photo of the National just doing their thing. Yeah, there's lead singer Matt Berninger just killing it. Wow, what an amazing weekend. Okay, so now the slideshow is over. I want to move into a quick hypothetical. Not a lot of segments this week for the 10th episode spectacular, because most of it is with Johnny in the part two. So, but I did get one hypothetical in with Omid. Omid's my Iranian friend. He was on hypotheticals one other time, and it's fun because he's a funny guy. And yeah, here's Omid with hypotheticals real quick. What's up, Omid?
What's up, Mike?
Did you get a new bass?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice, dude. Is it different from your old bass?
Or just... my old bass I gave to Jay like 5 years ago.
That's right, dude. I wonder if Jay ever plays it.
Yeah, dude, this bass is way sweeter. It's like way more Mac DeMarco.
Oh, nice, nice. And are you going to put whiteout all over it again? Or?
Good memory.
Dude, you ready for some hypothetical questions?
Oh, let's do it. Nice. I'm ready.
It's been a while. I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, sweet, dude. Thanks. I'm glad you considered me. You got my application and everything, right?
Yeah, I got it. And the boss is sitting down, approved it, and I'm really happy to have you back on.
Okay, sweet. I'm really glad you guys contacted me.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay, first one. Would you rather talk in a Borat voice for 2 straight years? And so, like, basically, you have to, for 2 years straight, you have to just, hey, how much? And, like basically say all the Borat quotes.
Okay.
And, but you have to, if you meet a new person, you have to, like, make it clear that you have regular voice, but you choose to speak in Borat voice. You'd be like, hey guys, like, you know, so you can't just be like, oh, this guy actually just speaks whatever, Kazakhstani.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay, and you have to like quote it, obviously, like, oh, like how much, you know, whatever, all that shit.
Very nice. She prostitute. High five.
And then you'd like go meet new people, and yeah, just do that a lot. Would you rather do that or one time try to finger your mom underneath the dinner table?
Borat, for sure. First of all, I don't go to like a lot of, you know, like those house parties that you people usually attend.
I'm mostly just with my sinners and friends
who already sound like that.
Yeah. So you would just choose not to talk, but you couldn't, like, for Hannah, your girlfriend, for those of you people who don't know, you couldn't, like, tell her that she'd probably break up with you, dude, because you couldn't
No. Obviously, you don't know what true love is.
You can't find true love at house parties, Mike.
Dude, we'll make it through anything. I know she'll persevere.
She would dump you so fast. If you only spoke in Borat voice, she's like, oh, me lost it, you know, whatever. Like, had a good couple years there.
For sure. I'll do Borat.
Anyway. Okay. You wouldn't just try to finger, you know? Maybe she'd think it was funny.
Are you kidding? No.
Would your dad just beat the fuck out of you or what?
Are you kidding? Do you know what my grandparents would think?
They probably wouldn't be very happy. Okay. This is a good one also. Would you rather have, of course, I think it's a good one. I'm like complimenting my own questions here. Would you rather have the lyrics of Blackbird by the Beatles? Blackbird singing in the dead of night. That song.
Yeah.
Tattooed on your neck.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Across the entire song, across the entire front of your neck. And like, okay. up near your chin, like that part of your neck, so you couldn't cover a collared shirt, or have herpes. Controllable herpes, so like, you know, they
herpes lasts forever.
Yeah, it lasts forever. But I mean, you could go years without having a herpes outbreak, but also you could end up with just shit like herpes, big red, pussing, disgusting things on your face, like for a couple months at a time.
I think I would much rather live with herpes. It's just like that tattoo would jeopardize my career. You know, like,
no one would take you serious. Yeah.
You know, what's up with you and the neck tattoo questions?
Because it's just such a good one. Because that's like you can't hide that shit. You know, but
no, I don't. I think no matter what question you pose next to a neck tattoo, I'll always not choose the neck tattoo.
Especially if it's like Beatles lyrics. yeah, dude, that's the Beatles lyrics is a tough one.
Yeah.
All I need is love.
I'll choose herpes.
Okay, side question. How much to get all you need is love tattooed around your ankle? Would you do that for 50 G's?
Oh, God.
So basically,
around my ankle?
Yeah, like an anklet lyric tattoo.
I feel like I could get around with like hiding it.
But yeah, I mean,
I want to say, yeah, 50 G's.
Yeah, man, but 50 G's goes fast, man. 50 G's goes fast.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like still living with my parents, dude. I still don't get what money is. Like,
yeah, me neither, man. Me neither. I get like $500 and I go spend it. Like, ooh, I'm rich.
It's like 50 grand. When I'm like 30, I'm just going to regret that. What am I going to tell my kids?
Yeah, totally. That's not a good idea. But
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I want to say, yeah, but. My body is telling me no.
Yeah, nice, nice. Ooh, we called it off again last night, but ooh. Always good to hear from Omid. So now, what do you say we move right in to some letters?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike, you are one pathetic loser. Okay. You have one job to do, making podcasts, and you can't even do that. What a joke. Your podcast is like the Bing of the podcast world. Ouch, dude. I'd rather listen to a 3-hour block on business ethics. You're a turd. And my name is Valentino, often shortened to Tino, not Tony, you ignoramus. As of right now, you're fired, retired, expired. Ouch, dude. Tino just really, really bringing the thunder these days. He's not happy with the podcast at all. my apologies, Tino. You know I would never do anything to purposely upset you or any of the other bosses. And I really apologize. That's all I can say. But I'm going to keep doing me, just like Drake. Mike, I know you're on Instagram all day. Just because you don't post photos all the time doesn't mean you're somehow better than the people that who do. Fuck you, Mike. If syphilis had diarrhea, your podcast would be the radioactive bacteria growing on it. Thanks, Marvin Bernard. Jesus Christ. Moving right along. Mike, wow, congratulations on 10 episodes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm one man, but I'm really proud of my body of work, and I think this podcast speaks for itself. I truly never thought you'd get to 10 episodes, and I commend you for not listening to the consensus that you're wasting your time and ours. Okay. For ignoring that little voice inside your head asking you what kind of conceited fuck thinks other people want to listen to your voice for a significant portion of the day. I really hope you make another 10 or 100, but I also hope you tone down the incest humor. My father once made love to his big brother in the butthole, and it's nothing to joke about. All the kids at school from then on called them butt brothers, anus kin, bottom dwellers, ass pirates, and no man, you can't take a bite of my sandwich, you fucked your brother in the ass. So in summation, no more incest or sodomy jokes. Your podcast sucks, but keep going. Or I'm sorry, keep sitting. Fuck you, John Vanderwall. At least you got the keep sitting right. Thanks, John. And of course, I will not take your suggestion. To Mike sitting down. I'm trying to get my friends to call me Lady of the Wood, but they won't. They say it's a stupid nickname because I'm a guy who lives in a big city. I think the nickname's neat. What do you think? Fuck you, Chris Martin. You know what? I think that you can't give yourself nicknames. I've said this many times, but you can't just give yourself a nickname. Your friends choose nicknames. That's why you have friends. If you want to choose your own nickname, you can have some imaginary friends and they'll call you by your nickname you choose. I want to go by Spaceship. No, you get to go by whatever they call you, not Lady of the Wood. Moving right along. Oh, by the way, sorry, Chris Martin, about the whole divorce. Dear Mike sitting down, don't listen to the haters on the message boards, man. I think your podcast is much better than a peanut butter and AIDS sandwich dipped in the green liquid they use in porta potties. Did I say much better? Well, maybe not much better, but for sure better. Keep sitting, Tyrese Goodman. Okay, last one here. Dear Michael Sitteth Downeth. I've never heard that one before. Beer is really weird in that the less of it you buy, the more expensive it is. I can get 12 PBRs for the price of one 24-ounce microbrew. Do people think it tastes better because there's less of it? It for sure tastes different. But how did we get to this place of consensus where a beer brewed in a barrel in someone's garage is 10 times more valuable than one brewed in a factory? Plus, the best part of drinking beer is playing drinking games, and you can't do that with microbrews, unless you have a bundle of cash and want to just get straight shithoused. No one ever started a party with two growlers and some nice glasses. A 30-pack of any beer is just good, clean, inclusive drinking fun. Long live shitty beer, and congratulations on 10 episodes, but please do not make 10 more. From Calvin Murray. Thanks, Calvin. And I agree with most of what you said, although microbrews are really fucking delicious. Well, that's going to wrap up the first part of the 10th episode spectacular. I want to thank... Give a real, real big thank you to everyone who listens. I could probably say this to the group text messages I do with my friends, talking, sending each other pictures of like buttholes and stuff. But I want to just say I really appreciate everyone that listens to this stuff, whatever it is. And yeah, keep sitting. Thanks, everyone. Oh, and also stay tuned for the second part, which is a hour-long conversation with Johnny Fairstein. And we talk about some heavy-hitting shit. So yeah, check that out, or at least listen to the first part, and I'll explain what we talk about, and you can decide whether to listen or not. Okay, cool. Keep sitting.